Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to run these cattle through the chute and deworm them. Then the fence needs fixing, and that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah. The cattle eat the Safeguard, and the Safeguard kills the worms. Brown stomach worms, Cooperia, all the worms other products could leave behind. And one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone, see?
Huh. Looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game, huh?
So, that's your plan. Okay, smart guy. Drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first. Then we'll see about the game. Healthy cattle perform better. Add Safeguard, add pounds. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer from Merck Animal Health today. Or visit SafeguardCattle.com. Consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Always read and follow label directions. Both hands on the wheel. 10 and 2.
Well, look for cattle futures to open significantly higher this morning, powered by aggressive feedlot spending in feedlot country. Hog contracts seem likely to open moderately higher as well, supported by spillover buying from the cattle complex and early week short covering. Now, just when many cattle market watchers had ordered the tombstone for the seasonal bull move, packer spending suddenly exploded, chasing tight Fed supplies on Friday by as much as $4 to $6 higher on a live basis and $4 to $6 dressed. Trade volume seemed to be decent in most areas, yet most transactions inked last week seemed to include relatively short-term delivery specs. Now, hog buyers expected to resume procurement chores today, with bids steady to a dollar higher. Last week's increase in pork production could put an extra pressure on wholesale prices, especially given the major weakness in bellies evident on Friday. It will be important to see seasonal demand fire. Furthermore, summer board premiums may be difficult to defend if weekly slaughter remains this far above last year. On the grains, soybeans closed sharply higher Friday to recover all that they lost the day before and are higher for the week for the fourth straight week. Corn finished a few cents higher as rainy forecasts the next few days may further delay spring planting. Winter wheat futures finished a fraction higher as support from higher corn and soybeans was countered by pressure from this week's crop tour, which found a mostly healthy crop in Kansas. Winter wheat markets closed a fraction higher in light trading as support from the corn and soybeans was countered by improved conditions in winter wheat. Crop scouts who toured Kansas fields this week and last week forecast the crop at 382.4 million bushels. That's up about 14% from last year's crop, and the largest since 2003. Meanwhile, wire reports say Canada wheat stock are at a three-year low following a smaller 2015 harvest and active exports. The corn finished higher on Friday. It was still lower, though, for the week. Optimism remains that this year's larger acreage will be planted on time despite recent rain delays. We'll check the futures after this.
Well, neighbors, it's 2016, and Stillwater Milling Company is celebrating 125 years of service to Oklahoma agriculture. Longevity doesn't just happen. It's a matter of being innovative, providing products customers want and need, and backing them up after the sale. Stillwater Milling Company provides all your agricultural needs in Stillwater, Claremore, Davis, and Perry, and they distribute their A&M livestock feeds at over 125 dealers across the state. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 800-364-6804 for the A&M dealer nearest you.
Well, live cattle futures, June up 110 at 120.72 at the close on Friday. The August was up 47 at the close, 117.90. May feeder cattle down 57 cents at the close, 147.37. August was up 15, 147.17. June hogs down 105 at 81.27, and the July was down 87 at 82.25. On the wheat futures, Kansas City hard red winter wheat at the close was up 3/4, 453.5. In September, up 1.25, 470.25. The wheat futures for Chicago, July up 0.5 at the close on Friday, 463.75. September up 1.25, 474.5. July corn was up 3.75 at 377.5, and September was up 3.75 at 379.5. July soybeans up 22.5 cents, 1034.75. August up 22.25 at 1037. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.